Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 6, 2007. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. Four conference games and one historic non-league win highlighted Week 5 of the 2007 season. Both Washington and Jefferson and Waynesburg remained unbeaten with impressive road wins. W&J broke a pair of Division III offensive single-game records as the Presidents rolled to a 64-6 win at St. Vincent. Waynesburg broke a 6-6 halftime tie at Thomas More with a pair of second-half scores en route to a 20-6 victory. Geneva reached a milestone for its storied football program in a 29-7 non-league home win over LaSalle, as the victory marked the 500th all-time win in school history. In other PAC action, Westminster outlasted Grove City 14-7 in a defensive struggle, while Teal won its first league game of the year, knocking off Bethany at home 37-13. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to senior running back Steve Minton of Teal, who rushed for a school record 238 yards and two touchdowns in the Tomcat win. Defensive laurels went to Minton's teammate, defensive end Chris Lorber, who recorded eight tackles, including 2.5 for losses, 1.5 sacks, and a forced fumble against the Bison. Kicker Chuck Grabner of W&J earned special teams recognition after going 5-for-6 on field goals while adding 5 extra point conversions for 20 points in the St. Vincent win. This Saturday, the PAC schedule again consists of 4 conference battles, as well as Geneva looking to reach another milestone with a non-league contest. The game of the day will be in Washington, as the 4-0 Presidents host 2-3 Teal for homecoming at 2 p.m. It is the first visit to Cameron Stadium by the Tomcats since 2005, when Teal knocked off W&J 38-35 en route to the PAC title. W&J head coach Mike Sirianni talks about the state of his team entering league play.
We really haven't played a real strong opponent, and I'm a little worried about that going into Teal because they have played, you know, some good teams, especially in the last few weeks, and we know how improved the conference is, so we're really not sure how good we are yet. We know we played well in Geneva. We've played well against 3 other opponents who aren't as strong as our conference plate will come across, and so we're excited to see how good we are, and we're a little bit anxious too.
Another homecoming contest will take place in Grove City as the 1-4 Wolverines host 2-2 Bethany at 2 p.m. Grove City had a 9-game win streak against the Bison snapped last year as Bethany recorded a 34-28 home win over the Wolverines. After a 2-0 start, the Bison have dropped 2 straight and, according to head coach Tim Weaver, need to avoid mistakes in order to be successful this weekend.
We need to do some of the things that we didn't do last weekend against Teal. We kind of gift-wrapped some scores for them. We fumbled the ball on offense. We fumbled on special teams. We gave up a big play in the run game. We gave up a big play on punt return. Simple, fundamental football things. We had to protect the ball. We had to tackle better. And, obviously when you get ready for Grove City, you need to change what you do defensively. And because of their, they run 2 offenses, and it's a challenge to get ready for, so we need to make sure that we focus on our assignments and execution.
A week after enduring an offensive explosion by nationally ranked W&J, the task for St. Vincent does not get any easier this Saturday, as the 0-4 Bearcats travel to face 4-0 Waynesburg at 1:30 p.m. Despite his team's record, St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert has seen good things from his players and knows that better days are ahead for his young program.
Well, I look at, you can't tell by the scores, but we've had one, last week was the first delay of game penalty we've had on offense. We've had no illegal procedures, no illegal shifts. We've had 3 false starts. Those are little things that young teams would commit a lot of times, but we're not committing those. So I see some progress there, and there was actually about 5 plays the other day that had one young freshman did one thing or performed his job. We have made the possibility of scoring 5 touchdowns.
The final conference matchup takes place in Kentucky as 3-1 Westminster takes on 2-2 Thomas More at Dixie Heights Stadium in Edgewood beginning at 2:30 p.m. The Titans are 3-1 for the first time since 2000 when they finished 8-2 overall. However, they will battle a tough Saints squad which posted a 42-14 victory in New Wilmington a year ago. Finally, in non-league action, 4-1 Geneva has a tough task as the Golden Tornadoes look for their 4th consecutive victory. Coming to town is 5-0 Salisbury in the first ever meeting between the two programs. A win by the GTs would give veteran head coach Gino DeMarco his 100th career coaching victory at his alma mater. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.